hard-fought game. You know, give credit to Detroit. I thought they played very well. They made more plays than we did. It made more big plays, and that's what it came back to. So give credit to them. I thought our guys fought hard the whole four quarters. Had some injuries, but guys really stepped up and made some plays for us. I thought, especially on offense with the injuries we had, kept the running game going fairly well. And we just didn't make enough plays and to come up with the win in the end.
So Derek's penalty there at the end, how disappointed is it to see
him? Well, just, you know, the game's four quarters, and there's plays that throughout that game that we're going to look at and hope that, you know, or wish that we had back. And, you know, I think we all just need to take a look at it because there's plays throughout that we got to get corrected.
Was it that 8-minute drive then running up the clock? Was it sort of helpless standing there knowing you were one play away from getting the ball back? How disappointed was it to not get the third down stop?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the objective, to get the ball back as soon as you can. You know, give the offense a chance with some time on the clock, and we didn't do it.
How impressed were you with Chris Ivory having to play a lot more today?
You know, that's what I said. Chris Ivory, I mean, there's a lot of guys that really, I thought, stepped it up. And, you know, with guys being injured and, you know, more reps piled on them. And, you know, I thought he did a really good job. I thought, you know, after that fumble, he bounced back and ran very hard, extremely hard throughout the game. And you know, just involved on first, second, and third down.
How banged up was Blake, and did you think about or ever come to a decision to have to take?
Well, you know, I just talked a little bit to the trainers. They thought he'd be fine. So, you know, he went in the locker room early just to see, you know, see with the doctors and meet with them, and he came out, and everything looked good for him in the second half.
But
I think he had some pain, you know, so, you know, he fought through it, put him with the group of some of the other guys.
Is there a little bit of an eye roll? Here we go again. I mean, five games of going out special teams is –
Well, yeah, I wasn't too happy at the time. You're right. And, you know, it's a frustrating thing when you got guys covering and you don't make plays in the open field. And, you know, it's one thing to protect, but, you know, there's a second part to it. You got to cover.
Is there a psychological edge when you know that you can't get that winning record? You know what I mean? That's all the guys I'm talking about in the locker room that still finish with a winning record, that kind of thing. And now eight losses, it's 9 years in a row. You know what I mean? Dude.
I haven't thought about that, D-Rock, to be honest with you. I think it's, you know, let's get the first one. You know, let's get the first one, you know, and that's our next game coming up.
Marquise, first touchdown today. What did you see from him?
I mean, what can you say? He's piled up some good plays now, or games for us now, on offense, on special teams. He's been a warrior for us. I think he battles, he competes. He's been playing extremely well for us.
Like for Kelvin today, and for him to come up with a turnover.
Right. It was very difficult. Very difficult. It was very emotional for him. You know, I think he shared that with the teams today. And, you know, you can imagine all the emotions that he's going through. And I think during the game he did a good job pushing him aside. But I'm sure now, you know, that calms down a little bit. It'll probably hit him again. But I give him and TJ credit. You know, TJ had a death in his family, too. And so both those guys were fighting through some things personally. And, you know, to come on the road and be with their teammates and fight like they did, you know, give him a lot of credit.
What happened on the 61-yard pass to Ebron?
You know, he scrambled. They did a good job. Kind of a plaster. You know, he got out of the pocket and extended the play. And, you know, they did a good job. It was a deep seven cut that turned into a scramble drill, and they extended it. And, you know, we got to get pressure on them and force a quicker throw.
How hard is it for you not to think about your situation?
Oh, I don't. I think I look at the situation now with the game, and, you know, you go back, and now we replay it. You know, we play first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. And I think we always look at, you know, what could I have done better as a coach? You know, could we put our guys in better situations? Is there something we could have said, something we could have done? Is there calls that we can make? You know, things like that. So we'll take responsibility. Players take responsibility. And then we regroup. I told them in there, I said, I know we have the right guys in this room. And, you know, if you're asking me why, how do I know? I know because they always fight. You know, and when they fight back like that, and they fight every day, and they fight in games, it's the right group of guys. Not with this group. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like it's easy to rebound because they don't care. I mean, these guys are hurting in there. It's a tough locker room right now. But I there's not a doubt in my mind how we'll regroup and bounce back next week.
What a lot of people follow up their running game?
I do. I think we really challenged our defensive line this week. They did a really good job on the screen game and the run game, mixing it up. And, I thought there was an explosive play here and there that we gave up. But for the most part, I thought we played pretty well defensively.
Colvin's injury, did that impact some of your pressure stuff?
You saw we had to adjust a little bit. Peyton Thompson, we moved him from safety to nickel. We got Devon House in there at times and moved Jalen to nickel. So give the defensive staff and the defensive players credit for being able to adjust on the run.